school next Tuesday. And there might be a little excitement mixed with worry in your household already, because for some kids, there's that familiar knot in the stomach. Might be their first day, or just worried who's going to be in their classroom, who their teachers are. Heck, sometimes even parents and teachers feel that knot in the stomach. But back to school stress is real. And perhaps we can offer a few tips to overcome it a bit here with my next guest, a life coach for families and parents, Jennifer Dean from FamiliesMatterMost.com. Welcome back to the show, Jen.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Is it important this week, like right now, to wake up the kids early and start getting back into regular routine?
Well, if you want to have less yelling next week, then yes. Then yes, get back into routine. This is an easy one to fix. When you think about how it can go if you don't. You're trying to drag the kids out of bed. You're running around the house yelling at them to get dressed, get their backpack. Let's avoid as much of that as possible and set our kids up for success ahead of time. Yeah, go to bed earlier, get up earlier, start getting the backpacks out, getting the school supplies ready and loaded. This will all help.
It's pretty common, that piece of advice. Let's face it, there's a lot of kids who are going to school for the first time next week, or maybe have changed schools. There's probably a little anxiety in the air right now. How can parents recognize if our kids are feeling anxious about going back?
Well, I think every kid feels a little bit anxious. It's a new thing. We would feel that if we had even a new position at our work. There'd be some anxiety. What if? Am I going to be good at this? What will it be like? Will I like it? All of these things are natural and normal. But I think where we blow it, Greg, is we tell our kids, oh, just don't think about it. You'll be fine. It's going to be fine. Ignore it. It's not a problem. When in actual fact, it is a big deal for them. This is their whole life. So what I recommend this week is perfect for it. Do something. I call it ceremony. Do something. Have a campfire. Have an ice cream sundae. Go out for a snack, go for a bike ride, have a picnic, do something, but make it kind of a ceremony. This is the end of the summer event, and we're going to talk about what we're excited about for the fall and what we're nervous about for the fall. And that's an easier way to get kids to talk about things that might be scaring them a little bit, but I love to do both. We're going to see the good and we're going to see the bad. And then when you hear the bad, instead of saying, oh, that's nothing, don't worry about it, say, yeah, that would be hard. But guess what? In our family, we do hard things. We do hard things every day. So we're up for it.
Let's zone in a little more on some of the things to talk. What's the right thing to say? Because some of these kids are having trouble sleeping. Their stomach is aching. Maybe.
Oh, no.
What are the right things to kind of alleviate that stress that a parent should probably use that they could understand?
A technique that I teach families, it's called bridging. And it's this idea that we are going to think about what's going to happen after. So, you know, your child is like, I'm nervous. I don't want to be away from you, mom and dad. I don't want to go. I don't want to be alone. So what you can do is say, okay, well, let's get everything ready for when we see you again. When I pick you up at 3:30, we're going to have a joke of the day. That's an easy way. And your kids are going to be excited for it. And you can just look up some dad jokes, right? You can find a bunch of jokes. So the joke of the day is one way. You can give if your child is younger, give them a picture of the family to put in their pocket or in their backpack, and they can go and look at it whenever they want to. You can talk about, when I see you later today, we're going to have spaghetti for supper, or we're going to go for a bike ride later. It's called bridging, and it's just a way to give your child something to look forward to when I see you again. And that is surprisingly helpful. I realize they still have to get through the day, but if they can be thinking about, okay, when I see mom and dad next, we're going to go to the park, or we're going to walk the dog, or we're going to have spaghetti. That is a helpful tool.
Jennifer Dean, life coach for families and parents. Check out FamiliesMatterMost.com. All right, there are those who are not yet completely done shopping for back to school. When it comes to clothing and backpacks and runners, economically, it's pretty challenging for a lot of parents out there. What are some of the ways you can hash out, say, a bargain or a deal with your kids when it comes to, well, I want that expensive backpack and I also want those expensive runners. How do you navigate that?
This is what I would do. The things that were most important for my kids, I'd be willing to negotiate on. Okay, I'm going to buy, you know, brand name runners, or I'm going to buy this backpack that you really love. But for some of the other things, you know what I would do is I would pick my kids up for lunch on the first day of school, and I would take them to the stores, because then everything is like 80% off. And I would say, there, you get whatever you need now. Might not get your favorite, but you can get as many pencil crayons as you want, because they're super cheap right now.
Jennifer Dean, life coach for families and parents. Some great advice. Thank you so much for checking in this morning, Jen.
Oh, have fun this fall, you guys.
It does feel good. The heat is on for a few more days yet. Closing out this month of August with a bit of a heat wave, likely to carry into the upcoming long weekend. And remember, too, Friday, it will be Green Day. Mayor Chad Buschinski will join me tomorrow morning on the show to officially declare it Green Day. We mean by that that anything that moves should be wearing green on Friday. You, your kids, your dog, your cat, your budgie. Yeah, go ahead, find some pet-friendly green dye. Let's do it. Kevin Martell, you better be in green on Friday.
You won't see me Friday.
Oh, that's right.
I'm off on Friday, so in spirit, I'll be wearing green for you, Greg.
Okay. Boy, the Riders are going to be back to practice today, and I'll bet the coach calls for a padded practice, and it would be a hot one today, wouldn't it, practice?
Oh, yeah. They have to make sure, yeah, when you're a close to 300-pound lineman, you need breaks. You need water breaks, and yeah, I mean, really, all week it's going to be like this, so... And on Saturday, it'll be like this. And Sunday, pretty close on game day. 29 degrees right now is what they're calling for. So it's pretty well what they're practicing in. They're going to be facing on Mosaic Stadium on Sunday.
You know who won't be able to attend the game? At least I don't think a lot that normally would are farmers who are taking advantage of this hot weather now. A few of my farming friends a couple of days ago began their harvest. And, you know, the hot, dry conditions, it's just, it's... It's crazy on the farm right now.
Full
meals being delivered in the fields.
Oh, yeah.
And at least it looks like a good chunk of the province now is getting their harvest underway with this drier weather.
Yeah, and it's, you know, one of those things where, you know, weather can take a lot away, can delay things. This year, of course, a little bit sooner.
What a day it was for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. A Guinness record for podcast views a few weeks ago on New Heights podcast with the Kelce brothers. Then they broke the internet yesterday announcing their engagement. And 26 million likes in the first 13 hours of that post on Instagram. A new record for Instagram.
Yeah, all kinds of new records when you look at the time frame. Originally, it was like, you know, a million posts in less than 6 hours. You know, like just all kinds of records. It could just continue. Everybody's sharing that. Everybody's talking about it. And whether you like Taylor Swift or not, of course, there are a lot of people who don't much care for her. But the economic impact that she has, remember, cities were basically begging for her to bring her Eras Tour to their cities because the economic spinoffs that she has, the power that she has to affect the economy of, you know, a city. And so to see this, and Travis Kelce, you know, multi-time Super Bowl winner, this is a power couple. This is the world's power couple right now. And now they're getting married.
Travis Kelce's dad let a few details fly last night in an online interview, and one of which is they've been engaged for a couple weeks now. And Kelce's teammate, friend, and quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, said Taylor and Travis called him after the engagement.
Dude, I mean, I knew before y'all did, just because, like, they called me after the podcast was done. They didn't call me. They called Brittany. And then I was like, in the back of the FaceTime. I'm obviously super excited.
And she loves to start countdowns on her website. So I'm wondering now, will she start a countdown on the website the wedding day?
And I tell you, it does feel almost kind of like the royal wedding. You know how much, you know, pomp and attention gets paid to anytime there's a royal wedding. This feels like that.
It kind of does. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom with an update that many of you parents in the Harbor Landing area will appreciate. We got some news about that new school. It's sadly going to take a little longer to get there, right?
It is, but construction is now underway for that joint use elementary school in the Harbor Landing West. Now, you remember it was about a year ago that they were kind of doing the same thing. And so they've been doing a lot of the work that you don't really see a whole lot, you know, some of the utility work and that. So now it sounds like they're getting actually underway. Now, the school was originally supposed to open next year in 2026. That is now pushed to 2027. But certainly for some of those other schools in the south end of the city that are pushed to the max, this is certainly going to help alleviate some of that pressure.
Sure will. CJME News Time now is 6:58. Our friends over the Hospitals Regina Foundation unveiled their brand new $1.7 million show home in the Creeks to me yesterday, and a few other special guests were there as we were just in awe of what Ripplinger has built again. My buddy Dino Safaklios from the Hospital Foundation was there, and he suggests that this home is one of the best yet.
One of the best show homes we've ever done. It's the most valuable one. It's $1.7 million. It comes fully furnished and landscaped, and it comes with $50,000 in cash.
Boy, it is a beautiful home. Loads of earthy tones in it. Beautiful open concept on the main, and yes, a theater room downstairs that's absolutely gorgeous. I posted a few photos on the CJME Morning Show Facebook page. In fact, one of the videos I've shared takes you up to the bonus room, which kind of reminds me of entering this like a barn almost because of the vaulted ceiling, the way it's set up, and it's so cozy, and it's where I will definitely would want to watch Sunday NFL football. But this lottery helps a lot of people in our own community, as Dino said.
Whatever we raise out of this lottery, along with all our other programs at the foundation, will go to support our almost $6 million worth of commitments we've done for 2025. It will go into pediatrics and cardiac and our surgical programs here in Regina. And all of that $6 million almost will go towards supporting the healthcare of our community.
Now, the first major draw is coming up next Friday. That's the day I'll be there on location all day long, encouraging you to get your tickets before next Friday at midnight for the VIP prize.
You can take a vacation to the Turks and Caicos for four, or an African safari for two, or we'll give you $25,000 in cash.
You can get tickets now at hrfhomelottery.com. And with the long weekend coming up, you're looking for a list of things to do, put that on your list. The home will be open for viewing in the creeks on Fieldstone Way. Again, just follow the signs, Marcola East. Hey, yesterday, the Green Zone hyping up the Labor Day Classic with CFL Hall of Famer and former Bomber Doug Brown. He was on the show, and he's played his fair share of classics here in Regina. And he said, it's true. The rumors that there are those who try to get the players and keep them from sleeping in the middle of the night in the hotel, he went through that.
Yeah, without question. It wasn't just, it was phone calls, obviously, in the middle of the night. I mean, apparently some radio stations and stuff were in on it too. I don't know, but I would get calls just from people, like, and they weren't being mean, or they just said, hey, what's up, kind of thing. Like, they just want to have a conversation with you. And you're like, what's going on? It was more so, but more disrupting than the phone calls, because you only get, you know, two or three of those a night. It was the people going down the hallways with air horns and moving their furniture into the hallways, and just like you blow your knee trying to get back to your room because you tripped over some guy's tuba, you know, that was lying in the. It was just absurd, right?
Former Blue Bomber Dougie Brown there from the Green Zone yesterday. As for the game itself this weekend, Brownie begrudgingly picking the Riders to win.
I mean, if I was betting money on it, I would probably, you look at, what are they, 8-2, right?
Yeah.
They're a good football team. They're home. I know what it's like to play at the Labor Day Classic, let alone when they're a talented football team and they're playing at a very high level, save for their game against Calgary. So, yeah, if I was going to bet on this game, I would certainly, I mean, depends on the spread, how many points you're giving me, but I would probably, and I hope I'm wrong, but I would not take the Bombers straight up.
There you go. A Bomber himself coming clean. The Riders are going to win. We want to paint this city green on Friday. Tomorrow morning, Mayor Chad Baczynski will be popping in for his weekly visit and help me officially proclaim it Green Day on Friday. That means right now you can shoot me a text, 1-877-300-7275. I'd love to see your photos of how you go all green for Labor Day. Maybe it's the way you dress or decorate, or your vehicle has something fancy about it that is rider related. As many pictures as I can get, text them now. 1-877-300-7275. Brag a little, and we'll show it off on our socials as well. This hot weather reminds me of when I was a kid, all the ways we found to stay cool, drinking straight from the water hose in the backyard. And often when my mom and dad were at work, they'd, in the summertime, take us over to grandparents, who would then put on, you know, the soaker hose, the one that just kind of sprays up in the air, and you'd run through that. Simple life, right? And then when my kids were young, slip and slides were really popular. $20 at the store, and I'm telling you, they still are extremely popular in stores. So if you're looking ways to stay cool with the kids out of school right now, there's a couple that I fade back to. Joining me now, Evan Bray. How was it for you growing up? Did you get a break from all the chores to cool off or not?
I'm actually smiling as I'm listening to you talk because growing up on the farm, I mean, the sprinkler was definitely the way to cool down as a kid. But I know that on the farm, because we would put the sprinklers on and we had big lawns on both sides of the house, the farmyard, of course, so huge. So it wasn't a gentle, you know, back and forth sprinkler. It was one of those like laser sprinklers that sprayed like 50 meters in a round circle. So if you got hit by that thing, it didn't just cool you down. It knocked you down.
It peeled your skin off.
Yeah, for sure. But it was a great way to stay cool for sure.
And do you remember too, if you're hanging out with your buddies and you've been playing in the sun and then you want a cold drink and then you grab the hose, because it's still warm in the first part of the hose, the first person to get that drink, it just, ugh.
Slurp of warm water, yeah, for sure. And I have to say, Mom and Dad were always good at keeping popsicles in the fridge, too, on the farm. I remember that was a summertime treat that they did not skimp on. They would always have popsicles in the fridge.
Popsicles, Revels were really big as well, too, right? The vanilla
creamsicles,
ice cream.
If you were really lucky.
Stop it. I'm starting to really want one now, but okay. Hot weather's here to stay, even likely for the big game here this weekend, too. You were really caught off guard yesterday. I'm surprised the whole show didn't shift when you heard that Taylor Swift was engaged.
Well, it came in late in the show. Libby Gray was so excited, my producer of the show. She was texting me, and when I first saw her text, it was like, Evan in block letters with exclamation points. And I'm thinking, okay, here it is. Mark Carney's called an election. The tariff deal has been done. The trade deal's been done. No, it's Taylor Swift is engaged.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm a Swiftie largely because there's girls in my household. And I like Taylor Swift. I've seen her in concert. I've enjoyed it. I like what she represents and stands for. I think this is very cool. But I've got an idea here, and you tell me if this is good or not. But I think she has to reward hardcore fans. Like, she should hide one golden wedding invite, Willy Wonka style, inside of a forthcoming vinyl album release.
Oh, Greg.
She's got the new album coming out in a few months, right? So put one invitation.
What a great marketing ploy.
Can you imagine how many millions of vinyl albums she would sell in just
roll
the
up
first
the rim
hour?
To win.
Yes.
Taylor Swift wedding invite.
Oh, there's another idea for Tim Hortons to become an official
marketing
sponsor.
Is unlimited for sure. All yeah. Right. Well it is lots. I mean, I heard Jamie and Locker yesterday talking about some of the prop bets. They're now out. I'm sure you've looked at those. It's crazy what you can place a bet on with regard to this upcoming wedding.
Yeah, and later, of course, the Kelce brothers have their podcast, New Heights. And that's 5 o'clock our time, so maybe we'll learn more about all of this engagement on that show tonight. I know you're going to cover it a little on your show, but you're also going to have our city's top cop on the show. What's happening?
Right. Yeah, Loralee Davies, who is acting chief of police. You know, this is a monthly feature that we do, and we will have acting chief Davies on the show to talk about what the crime trends are going on. They've had a real sharp increase in a number of theft from autos in certain areas of the city. So we'll talk a little bit about that. What's driving it? What can be done about it? With back to school, there's an emphasis placed on school safety. We'll talk a bit about that. And of course, the provincial government has come out with this Safe Spaces Act, which has been a bit controversial. Some people not supporting it, saying it's just further victimizing vulnerable people. Not every city is necessarily stepping into it. Saskatoon, in fact, today is discussing it. Council, whether they will. I'm curious to hear from the Regina Police Service standpoint. Is this a good thing? Will it be used? Will Regina be taking advantage of it?
Okay. Evan Bray show starts at 8:30, and of course there'll be a conversation or two about Taylor Swift and the engagement. And the Riders back to practice today. Wouldn't want to be them. It's probably going to be a padded practice in this heat. Is if you were coach after that loss, is that how you'd send them out again today?
Let's put the sprinklers out, Greg. Let's put the fudgicles on the sideline.
Tempt them. You practice hard, you get this.
That's
after.
Right. That's
all right. Evan Bray will be back at 8:30. Thank you, my friend. CJ News Time now is 7:27.